Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 43 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. For those playing along at home, that would be 8:43. We're looking at 73 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. You know, I love taking a good road trip. You know, we've been in the car. We've taken a little trip to Lancaster this morning. We're going to turn around and come on back and check out York, South Carolina.
Western York County, we're going to stop in the city of York. We have Amy Gonzalez. She's the community events manager for the city of York. And Amy, you all have a big celebration happening this Thursday. We're going to learn more about it on Palmetto Mornings. But first, welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Patty. Thank you for having me.
So good to see you. And meet you.
Got a lot of energy like us.
So I know,
three,
man.
Three peas in a pod. All right, so let's talk about the York Summer Concert Series that starts this Thursday, June the 24th.
Absolutely. So the city of York has launched a new summer concert series, and it is on the second and fourth Thursdays through the months of June, July, and August. So this week is this Thursday, the 24th. We had our first one two weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And this week we are having the late night special band, which is a rock band.
Woo-hoo!
So we're going to be rocking down in downtown York. Yeah.
Like that.
And we will have the King of Fire pizza food truck. Mm. We have the Grapevine Wine Shop, who will be doing a wine and beer garden. And we have one of our local downtown vendors, the Goodleaf Cigar Stop, on site as well. And Mr. Smiley's Italian Ice will be there to cool things off. We have our downtown businesses, which will be open, and some restaurants, Rosita's, if you're in the mood for Mexican, a Wing King for some wings. And we've invited some classic cars to come and join us and cruise in and jam with us. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. Now, where's the location on Thursday? Where do we need to head?
It is in downtown York at the City Market, which is the location of the old Farmers Market. So it's on 55 North Congress Street. So Congress Street will be closed off from Madison to Liberty, but there's parking all around in the surrounding area. And literally park and walk over, bring your chair, bring your lawn chair, bring a blanket, bring whatever, a little cushion, and just enjoy the night out. It's going to be beautiful. I thank the rain, you know, that it's here today and not on Thursday.
Absolutely.
And the weather's looking fantastic.
It'll be gone by Thursday for sure. So it's this Thursday, June the 24th, 6 to 9, downtown York, right there at City Market, 55 North Congress Street. Head on out there for the York Summer Concert Series. They're going to happen every 2 weeks through August.
Through August. So the last one is August 26th, and then we have our Friday night kickoff for Summerfest, and Summerfest on August 28th. So big things.
Wow. All right. So, Amy, if folks have not been to the city of York in a long time, what are they missing out on? Because the city is going through a little bit of a transformation right now.
We are. So we are working on rebranding our beautiful downtown area. It has such a beautiful historic district.
Yes.
And in York County, it's actually the only municipality that has such a strong historic area. So we're working on rebranding it. We have some new events coming through, some new boutiques that are in town. So, you know, it's just slowly we're revitalizing it. Thank God for COVID, because it's going to give us that opportunity. But also, you know, we're thankful and, you know, for everything that has happened so far. But anything that we can do to help the downtown businesses and the city.
That's exactly right. I mean, when you people can't shop if they're not aware of the boutiques and the cute things and the very unique items that you can purchase, you know, in these downtown areas. And like you said, just the beauty itself of the city of York, the homes, and I just love it because you do feel that history.
Yes, you do.
You feel it when you're down there, and this is just a great opportunity. I don't think you missed a beat. You like that?
Thank you.
No pun intended.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the county seat? So that's it has its own charm being the county seat. The government center, which is the admin building, really has helped to spur development down there because a lot of business takes place right there for the county in that location. And so it really is a beautiful just stroll down Congress Street in an iconic part of our DNA, which makes up York County.
That's correct. Exactly right.
Yes. Man, it's good. So this is open to everyone, all kids of all ages. Of course, you've got food, you've got music. Come out and support the local vendors. Support the county, support the city, and then look forward to like many great things on the horizon for the city of York.
That is correct. A lot more coming.
Yeah, it's fun for everybody. I mean, this is your opportunity to, you know, make fun for the family.
Yes.
And something for everybody.
We love it. Amy Gonzalez is the community events manager for the city of York. Follow them on social media, on the World Wide Web, and get plugged in. But this Thursday, 6 to 9, the York Concert Series on downtown York City Market, North Congress Street is the place to be, featuring the music of Late Night Special. Amy, great to see you, friend.
Thank you, Lucas. Good seeing you. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.